spoke about last time, we spoke about the Indian of Kvis Itzim Latoyra. We brought down the Moshul, the altar from Keln, of somebody who had a necklace full of pearls, each pearl's worth millions. And the shayla is, what's worth more? The pearls, lifnei atzmei, are each worth millions. But the lock that keeps it together, keeps all the pearls in place, is also very choshuv. And without the lock, the pearls wouldn't have a shavius because they'd fall away. I want to go one step further in this nekuda. The Gemara says a maisa. Toner shuv maisa benochri echot shebol lifnei Shammai. There's a maisa with a goy that came in front of Shammai. Omalei gaireini, make me a ge. Almanoshe tlandeinu kol ha-teiru kula, on the condition that you teach me the whole Torah. Kishani oimed al regal achas, when I'm standing on one foot. While I'm standing on one leg, teach me the whole kol ha-teiru kula. Dochu ba'amas ha-binyin shebiyodei, he pushed him away with his stick. Balifnei Hillel, he came in front of Hillel. Gairin, make me into a ger. And he asked him the same question. Do it while I'm standing on one leg. He says, you've got to teach him kol ha-teiru kula, shas, bavli, yishalmi, mechilta, sifra, sifrat, sifta, in one shot, standing on one leg. Omaloi. So Hillel answered him, da aloch sani, what you don't like, what you hate, l'chavruch le'savid, don't do it to your friend. Zui kol ha-teiru kula, this is the yisoid of kol ha-teiru kula. Ve'idach, and the rest of the Torah, pirushuhu, it's a pirush, it's an explanation on this nekuda. Zil gemoyah, go and learn. He says, he told him the yisoid of kol ha-teiru kula in one line. What you don't like, don't do to your friend. Which is basically a different Gemara. Don't do it to your friend what you don't like. Zui kol ha-teiru kula. The idach and everything else, the other 612 mitzvahs, pirushu is a pirush. Zul gemoyah, go and learn. What exactly is going on over here? What's the pshat? There's one mitzvah in the Torah that I'm not the whole Torah is standing. And here I want to explain to you a yisoid, which is a yisoid which is brought down on all svarim. And it's a yisoid which is be'etzem kedai to know l'avodas habayra. We all have this shayla. Mishis Hashem brings it down. The yisoid of Avodas Hashem is to be dovuk. The reason why we came down on this world is to be dovuk in Ribbono Shel Olam. Dovuk in Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't understand. We think that by doing Torah mitzvahs, we'll get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How? Over a number of years, we'll become perhaps frumer, we'll perhaps become holier, we'll start feeling something about learning and doing a mitzvah. But we don't really know exactly where it's heading, what are we supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it. In fact, the Mishis Hashem says the Ikar Hanor that the Neshama wants is to wake us in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dovuk, what does this dveikus mean? What is pshat? We sit here and we wonder, how is it possible to have the hanor, the mitzvah of learning Torah, bigger than the hanor that's out there. Okay, I believe it, because I am a maimin. But to me, I don't know if I'll ever get there. And there's a poshta way of getting there, and there's a poshta way of even doing the avreda at our point of life. The Metzius is that the Rebbeinu Shloilem is a noisen. Noisen means there's nothing for him, for you to give him. He can't be mekabel anything because he's hakol yochel, he can do everything. He's a noisen. Man is born as a mekabel. He takes, he's always taking. As a baby, he's only taking. He grows a bit older, he starts understanding life about, he becomes less of a makabal, but he's not even a nason yet. Because most people, even if they are nasonim, they have reasons why they're nasonim. For whatever reason, they've got different ideas. It looks good, it sounds good, it's worth it for me, down the line I'll get a kickback. Everything is vita being a makabal. Our tachlis in this world is to change what we were born as mekablim to become noisim. The bigger the noisim, the bigger you are a godly person. The bigger you have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The less of a noisim, the more of a mekabel. No shaychas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're the opposite, you're on the other side of the fence. And this nekuda goes all the way through life. And this nekuda goes through all, through the whole tekufa of our day from the minute we wake up. We think at this point, noisen and makabel is talking about chesed. Guy does chesed, so he's a noisen. But better he's not a noisen because he's just being a makabel, because he means he's got different negias, why he wants to do it. But it also is a nekuda in Avodas Hashem. I'll give you a marshal. A guy davens. A guy davens the language of an Ezra. He wants panosa, somebody sick in the family, refa'enu. He needs a taiva from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So he's in another capital to heal him. He's on the way to closing a business deal. Capital to heal him. Gives a bit more stocker to somebody wet. He wants the schus. That's called being a makabel. Makabel means Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I did something for you, now give me what I want. That's right to being a makabel. Where are you a nason? Where are you a nason in the language of an Esra, or even in the learning that you're doing? You're right to a makabel. Everything has got your own self-interest involved in it. Hillel said, you want to know what the nekuda, what's the main nekuda in Avodas Hashem that everything else goes around is mada aloch sani lechavroch lesani. What you don't like, don't do to somebody else. Anything ben adam lechaveri and ben adam lamokri doesn't make a difference. Mada aloch sani lechavroch lesani lesavet. What you don't like, don't do to somebody else. V'ahavta l'recha kameicha. You've got to be a nice and nishka makabel. You've got to be a nice and not a makabel. The idach, the other 613 mitzvahs, 612 mitzvahs, is a pirushuhu, is only a pirush on this nukudah in Avodas Hashem. But after Reicha Komeicha, the klal godel batayra. What's klal godel batayra? There's no other mitzvah, it's a klal godel batayra. Only if I love my neighbor, I love my friend. What's he saying over here? Klal godel batayra. This nukudah of changing myself from being a makabel to a nason is what the Torah stands on. And we're not only talking about ben adam l'chaveri. People think nason and makabel, I'm doing my sechesed, I'm a bal stoker. That's a nason. And in Avodas Hashem I don't see it. There is a nekuda in Avodas Hashem where it tests you where you're holding, if you're a nason or a makabel. I'll give you a marshal. A guy walks in and has a seder. You ask him how long is he going to learn for? He'll tell you, as long as my chavrusa can hold up. Or he'll tell you, as long as I got cheshek. If his chavrusa is not there, then I'm back to bed. If his chavrusa is not there, it's not negeya. Where do I see that you're willing to give up something for yourself, for Torah? By kviyas itim la Torah. Kvei itim la Torah means there's a zman. I don't control the time. Time controls me. I don't control how long I'm going to learn. The time controls me how long I am learning. I made up my mind that every day I'm going to learn half an hour, I'm kveya itim la Torah. I make that zman hekdash, kule la Hashem, whether I have cheshek, whether my chavrusa turns up. Whatever the story is, I am there. And I learn from the beginning to the end, that is being a nois and not a makabel. Because I gave up something from zich, I gave up something from myself. I'm giving away to the Ribbono Shel Olam something, whether I do have cheshek, I don't have cheshek, I am not in control of it. When I'm not in control of it, and it controls me, time controls me, that is pshat. This man is muktish to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's pshat being a nois. That's how I train myself to become more closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam of just being a makabel. Because the rest of the day is kabbalah. Give me. Ribbono Shel Olam, I just put in I gave a muridik at stocker. I want to return. I'm testing you. I gave a chaymish. I gave maisa. I want to see my money come back. Yavaita makabel. I did Yena a favor. Why do we call Levaya Chesed Shel Emes? What's Pshat Chesed Shel Emes? A guy goes onto Levaya, he does a tahara on a mess. The guy can't pay you back. It's called Chesed Shel Emes. A Chesed Emes Dikah Chesed. Why is it Emes Dikah Chesed? Because I'm a Noisen and I'm not a Makabel. That's called Chesed Shel Emes. Avraham Avinu became Avraham Avinu because he worked through the middah of Chesed, coming closely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He became a nois and not a makabel. Everybody has their tzinoi, their way of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through that middah, he becomes a nois and not a makabel. Romini was through chesed, he was through Yanka was through Torah. But it doesn't make a difference what middah it is. The central point is in order to bichlal be a godly person, and doesn't make a difference who you are. You can be a balabos, you can be sitting and learning all day, and you can be sitting and learning all day and still be a makabel, and the guy out there is a noisim, and he's closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the guy sitting and learning all day is learning because he enjoys it. The guy sitting and learning all day is because he's intellectually, it stimulates him, and he has a gishmak. And down the line he'll get a shtela or whatever, it's covered, he'll get a right shidduch, he'll do this, he'll do that. He's a makabel. That's a makabel. When does the Ribbono Shel Olam know who you are, what you are, what touches up the person? So when you come upstairs and they ask you the first question, kovata itim la Torah, it's not only how much have you learned, it's the quality of the learning. I want to know what kind of person you are. You're a Nason or you're a Makabel? Where does it show up who you are? You're a godly person? If time controls you or you control the time? Do you control how much I'm going to learn? If I have cheshek, goes good, I'll do it. Shwera Gemara, I can't be bothered. I've got a bus to catch. Cell phone went on, I ran out. That's all being Makabel. That's only because it's self-interest. When I settle down and I sit down and I've got this hour a day, I'm kaveya itim. There's certain times of the day where you can't disturb me. Like we said last time, Odom kiyomuz ba'oil. Torah is only mekuyam by person shememis atzmai, that kills himself. Other people learn that memis atzmai means the world is dead. To what goes on around me, that's it. That's called a mais. Ze klal godl batayra. person can go through a whole life and still be the same baby that he walked, that he came out of his mother's stomach. He's a makabel, and he dies a makabel. And everything, yes, he'll get schar for what he did. But did he get closer to the Ribbono Shel'Olam? Was he mekayem his tachlis? Did something change in his whole being all the way through life? No. He's the same person as he as the day he died, as the day he came out. He's a makabel. Everything he did was self-interest, whether it was a chesed, whether it was stokah, whether it was Torah, whatever it is. Is it worth it for me? Do I enjoy it? I'll do it. I'm a makabel. The Ribbono Shel Olam tachlis in the Bria is that you've got to change that. From being a makabel to becoming a noisen. Noisen means you give away yourself. I am nothing. Why? Hashem Echad. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Hashem Echad, I'm the one and only one in the Bria, in this Bria. Everything surrounds, everything is from me. Chazal tell us, about Gaiva, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ein ani v'hu yechon lodo b'kfifa achas. I can't live together with a Baal Gaiva. A Baal Gaiva is the biggest Avera that you can be in the Torah. I mean, there's plenty of other Averas. It doesn't say it on Arayas or Lashon Hara. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I can't be in the Daled Amos. A Baal Gaiva, Ribbono Shel Olam says, I can't be in his Daled Amos. You want to know why? Because a Baal Gaiva is self-centered. He is also something. It's me. I am somebody. Oh, you're somebody. That's a steerer to godliness. Because godliness, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Hashem Echad, I'm the only one in this world. It's a steerer to bechlal the whole yichud of Ribbono Shel Olam. There's much more to be said on this nekuda. But in short, that is the nekuda. Yichud Hashem, being mekabel el malchus shemayim, Hashem elokeinu, Hashem Echad, one and only, calls the man, I'm also number one. That's a stira. Because Ribbono Shel Olam is a noisen and you're a makabel. He calls the man, you're a makabel, you're self-centered, everything is for me. It's a stira to godliness, to elokus, to Ribbono Shel Olam, to the yichud of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not shaykh to be makabel el malchus shemayim. Calls the man, a real Olam Malchus Shemayim, calls the man, I'm being a makabel. Give me. A noisen is pshat. He thinks less of himself. It's shaykh for him to have anivus. It's shaykh for him to be machni himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he is nothing. He's not out for himself. He himself doesn't count. So then it's shaykh, avedus Hashem. It's shaykh to have achno. It's shaykh to understand if the Ribbono, if there's a Shulchan Aruch that says certain halachas, you don't turn around and say it's not negeh to me. I am different. That's being a makabel, not a noisen. The number one step in Avedas Hashem is to madaloch sani lechavroch leisani, means to become and try and be a noisen. Kavata itim la Torah means I'm putting aside time, which is I am not the balabos. I'm not doing it for my self-interest. I'm doing it because that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. I'm doing it totally, even though I haven't got cheshik today, tomorrow is something else. I'm a noisen. As time goes along, more and more, they say, Torah has an effect on you. Mitzvahs has an effect on you. You become a bigger noisen than being a makabel. Then it's shaykh taka to turn around and say, Hashem Echad. It's shaykh that you should have some hachno to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because you're not so self-centered. You're not standing on your ground. You're not totally a makabel. As time goes along, you become a bigger noisen. And then we're not talking about over here how much you learn. Because you can be sitting and learning all day and you can still be a makabel. You can daven langish manesis and still be a makabel, because it's all for me. I'm using the Ribbono Shel Olam for my good. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And the emesis, you taka won't get anywhere. And tomorrow you're not in the mood of davening shmoneser, don't doesn't. Is nicht. And if I'm traveling and I say Tfilas HaDerech, oh, now I'm safe. I said Tfilas HaDerech. He owes me one. Everything is for sich. Being a makabel. Which is a steerer to everything that Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from us. He wants that by 120 we should be kulay noisen. The minute that you become a noisen, you will feel, dveikus by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Because that's the metzius of the Bria. There's Hashem Echod, there's one and only. And calls the man, you are self-centered, you are somebody that's in the way of the Rebbeinu Shlomo gets in my way. I always taina. If you think about it, you might say I'm wrong at this point because we're so macabre that you don't even see it. You can't see the wood because of the trees. But you find a lot of times bochrim are not interested. Not interested. It's not like a, I'm a guy that doesn't get up. I'm a guy that can only do one Seder a day. I'm not interested. But if you tell them about some Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't make a difference who you are, what you are. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Say that I'm going to burn anyway. So I'll burn a bit more, burn a bit less. This kind of sprach, if you think into it, and you take a deep look into the person that's sitting in front of you, you will see the Nekuda is that he's a self-centered person. It's tolly in midas. When midas of being a makabel is what surrounds you, then no chanamo. The Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't. It's not nageya. It's not nageya. So he told me, yeah, I'm mechayiv to do it. So big deal. I'm not in the mood. Don't understand. Don't know what it's all about. I have questions on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He messed me over. Right? This is all, these are munadika shayats which we think we're being very intellectual and understanding. Fashtetzach, it's all baloney. It's one nekuda. I'm self-centered. Ich trach nur wegen sich. I'm only thinking about myself. So when it's kedai for me, okay, alright, I'll show up. If it's kedai for me to learn, I'll learn. If it's kedai for me to keep up as a haloch in Shulchan Aruch, which is mufurish, haloch in Shulchan Aruch, alright, I'll do it. I'll do him a favor. You know what? I'll do him a favor. Better, he doesn't really deserve it. Look deeply into yourself and see the Nekuda is the Midistik in Nekuda. What I mean is not the Ben Adam L'Chaveira, the person thinking, ich. I don't feel like it. I don't want to get up. I don't want to do it. Everything is me. You're being a makabel, you're self-centered, you'll get nowhere in life. You'll turn around and say, big deal, so I won't make it into Talmud Chacham, so I'll give up. I tried it for half a year, for a year, for 2 years, alright, it's not for me. You're right, it's not for me. Did something change? In that year, year and a half, 2 years, did anything change in you? Gornish. You stayed the same makabel. You will never, ever feel a gishmak in a maisa mitzvah. You will never feel a gishmak in a mitzvah. You'll never feel a gishmak. You will go through life, poshut, being a makabel, a stira to what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you on this world. A stira. Where do I start? The Idach, everything else, the other 612 mitzvahs, the other Shulchan Aruch, the rest of Shulchan Aruch, the four Chalki Shulchan Aruch, is a pirush to one thing. Stop being self-centered. Stop being a makabel and being a noisen. And that's how you're going to get the vacancy in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Kovata itim la Torah is the second question that they ask you when you come upstairs. Kavati itim la Torah, we sit from Tosfos, it's mashma, even somebody who sits and learns all day, they're asking him, Kavati itim la Torah. So what is it? It's who you are, your mahus, Who are you be'etzim? What's your essence? Were you a person that was kiveya, eating the Torah, that you didn't control the time? Time controlled you, and therefore you're a nason, and therefore you're in a different league? Or you went through life being a makabel, and therefore even if you sat and learnt all day, and you did ma'aser mitzvahs, but you were still the same self-centered person that the way on from the day you were born. Nothing changed. Okay? You're in a different league. You might get some schar. They'll give you some pennies for the mitzvahs that you did without any neshama to it. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. This nekuda, I hold, if each one of us thinks into it, you can go on for hours about this nekuda. This is one of the biggest yisaidus in the Sifra, in Rishonim and Sifra, Achronim, side by the Chassidisha, side by the Litvisha, by the Balei Musa. We look at Ibshaiz, he's a horrible person. He's not going to make it through life. He's always going to be... Keep away from him. It's not true. Some of us can be the nicest people, and we're all makablim. Asher al kein, I would like to reinstate this. Last year we used to have, it was much more stärker as a man, that an older bocher learnt with a younger bocher after Maariv. It seems to be in the last few months, that since the beginning of Zman, that night seder doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Four guys, five guys, six guys. Doesn't exist. No such thing as Maariv or night seder. If I get $100, I'll turn up at 10:30 as well. But besides that, it's not negeh. It's not negeh, just not negeh. From next, I would like tonight to sit down with each guy and work out his chavrusa for when he's going to be kaveya itim. Yeah, nobody says it's easy. Ask him. Nobody said it's easy. Nobody said that I can do the straight 2-hour night seder of a Maariv. We're not going to be mevata. I'm not going to be mevata on a bocha not turning up night seder. Ad kan, Eilim B'Shabbos HaGodol. This is it. Holiday's over. No more. And if I have to, if you're going to force me, okay, so we'll have to make a curfew between afternoon seder and night seder. Whoever wants to leave, like Rabbi Rappaport did 2 weeks ago. I'm not interested in running as that kind of place. Be mature about it. There's no reason why every bocher can't sit for half an hour, 45 minutes, every night and have his chavrusa. That's number one. Number two, as kviyas itim, from Sunday on, I will be giving a musavad. Chatchilas, the first year we were going, we're going to start learning the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, the Sefer Bilvavi, at 6 o'clock. For anybody, first year Lachatchila, whoever wants to join in, can join in. Perhaps if we become Noisnim, so perhaps some of the older Bochum, it will be passed for them to sit with the first year guys. I'm not so sure about that. But if perhaps our look on learning is als Nesina, not als being Makabel, then it won't be so terrible if we all sit in one room and listen for 20 minutes to Psabilvavi Mishkan. That's number two. Number three, since the Olam was complaining that the Taka bored, so therefore we went ahead, and I hope by Sunday and Monday there'll be a ping pong table in the dining room. And the truth of the matter is, how you play ping pong is also a shayla for me, and makabel and a nice, and who's first and who's second and who's got next game, who hasn't got next game. Wherever you are, how you take, how much food you take for supper, how much you take for lunch. But there we look at it as ben adam lachaveira, you've got to be a nice guy. It's like, you know, you've got to look good. The package has to look good. the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, how I daven. Does anybody ever daven because that's who we're supposed to daven to? Instead of davening, Chayiz, I have a negiah here. I want something. You know what? I stopped doing this and that, so therefore the Rebbein Shalom has to help me. He doesn't have to do nothing. This nusach of the Rebbein Shalom messed me over. I don't have siyata d'shmaya is because you're not in his league. You're a makabel. And a makabel is in a different league than a nason. I would like the Olam to work things out. I would like by Sunday that there should be a shtarkas seder, same way as we be machazik davening. I want to be machazik night seder. I'm not interested in putting rules down. I'm not interested in making curfews or pushing guys. Be mature about it. There is an akuda of kavati itim l'toyah. There is a certain amount during the day, perhaps, that we can give to the Ribbono Shel Olam and give to the Ribbono Shel Olam that time controls me, not that I control the time. And with that, if we start off Efsha at this age, Epes Vos during the day being a Noisen, then it will automatically have Ma'or Shabbat, the Ma'or of Torah, of the Kvias Itim La Torah, the Ma'or of being a Noisen, the Ma'or of being Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam who's Hashem Echod, and therefore you're not everything. There is a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Then we'll be, perhaps, as we move on, we'll be Zeicha Taka, that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, give us the Siyata Dishmaya, that as we move along in life, and it doesn't make a difference what you do, you can be in business all day and be a Noisen and be an Angewaldige Madrega. You sometimes talk about certain balabatim, zolchna alecha yidin. You know what made them, what didn't make them? Is the Noisen and not the Makabel. They weren't self-centered. It wasn't all about themselves. There was a Ribbono Shel Olam who they were muchan to be machneir themselves to. When there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that says to you something, and you turn around and say, and you start giving the looks and the faces, and it's not again, it is again, I couldn't care, I do care, I won't care. What you're saying is, ich bin am akabel, I'm not interested, doesn't have nothing to do with me. That's a stira to everything you were born for. That's a stira to everything that made us stand for. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the seichel, the epis from one nekuda. And with that will be zeicha to the idach. The rest of the Torah is pirusha, is a pirush. Zil gemoy, go and learn.